USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than two dozen correctional officers in the city of Baltimore were charged with using excessive force on prisoners at state-operated jails in a city plagued by decades of institutional corruption. The 25 indicted officers are accused of assaulting and threatening detainees at correctional facilities, tampering with evidence, and falsifying documents, according to Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Corruption continues to infect many different corners of Baltimore City's government. Most recently, disgraced former Mayor Catherine Pugh pled guilty to federal charges stemming from sales of her self-published children's books. Another former mayor, Sheila Dixon, left office in 2010 as part of a plea deal for misappropriating a number of gift cards meant for needy families. The indicted officers faced a combined 236 criminal counts. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in the world. History ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Chicago's top cop has been fired, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is out as Chicago's top cop. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is firing Johnson after an investigation claimed he was passed out inside his vehicle.
Eddie Johnson engaged in conduct that is not only unbecoming, but demonstrated a series of ethical lapses that is inconsistent with having the privilege of leading the Chicago Police Department.
Johnson admitted he had been drinking before he was found slumped over in his car.
In the United States, the task of printing money and minting coins falls to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, which is part of the Treasury Department. But in the UK, a private company prints the nation's banknotes and passports, and it's now running short of cash. De La Rue, which has printed banknotes for the Bank of England since 1860 and also prints currency for 140 other countries, last week issued a warning that there is significant doubt about its future. The company has lost 20% of its value in just the last week. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's a new report on our life expectancy, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds life expectancy in America dropped to 78.6 years as of 2017. It reverses a steady increase that ended with a peak of 78.9 years in 2014. Researchers pointing to an increase in drug overdoses, suicides, obesity, and alcohol-related illnesses that are quickly cutting down people who should have been in the prime of their lives. Between the ages of 25 and 64, many of those excess deaths happening in the Ohio Valley and New England for some reason. I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. Representative Duncan Hunter admitted to misusing campaign funds at a hearing in a San Diego federal court, bringing to an end his fight against criminal charges that he had claimed were politically motivated. Prosecutors charged that Hunter and his wife converted and stole more than $250,000 in campaign funds for their own use over a period of several years. That included campaign cash for family trips to Hawaii and Thanksgiving in Italy, even $1,500 for video games. Prosecutors said Hunter also used campaign money to finance romantic flings with lobbyists and congressional aides. Hunter said, quote, "I failed to monitor and account for my campaign spending. I made a number of mistakes, and that's what today is all about." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.